Say, mate. Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. And now it's time for tips and tricks. And today we're talking about starting a small business, all right? Listen, my people, it's time we really start being our own boss. I mean, I'm not saying for the ones who haven't, you know, still take this information, because all information is good information, all right? But for the ones who feel like they're stuck in that rut and you're in that mode of, why am I doing this? Day in and day out, if they're dangling that carrot in front of your face, if it's like, hey, here's your promotion, we're building you up for this promotion, and the next thing you know, you gotta train the person to take your spot that they said that you was gonna have. Nah, you know what, enough of that. It's time out for the rat race. You know, it's time to jump into your passion and get paid for it. Okay, so here are some tips and some tricks to start small business. All right, find the first thing is, you want to find your niche, your niche, whatever it's called. Market research, identify a gap in the market or a need that isn't being met. Understand your target audience and what they're looking for. You know, it's very, very important to make sure that you're catering to your audience and you're giving them what they need or what they want. Okay, it's supply and demand, and you have to do the research to make sure that you're at the right spot and you're in the right presence of people. You know, passion and skills. Choose a niche that aligns with your interests and skills to ensure you're motivated and knowledgeable. So you want to make sure, like I said, if it's your passion, you're gonna want to know everything about it. If it's something that calls you or draws you, you know, you're gonna want to hone in on your skills and be knowledgeable of everything, and it's gonna have you motivated. Okay. Number two is, you want to create a business plan. Detailed plan, all right? You want to get a detailed plan. Outline your business goals, your strategies, market analysis, and financial projections. A solid business plan help guide your business and attract investors. You're going to need investors. No matter what way you cut that pie, you're going to need investors, and you're going to need people to pour into your business, you know, to help it thrive. And you're gonna need a solid plan to lay before this person that you're gonna be asking money from. Okay. Flexibility. Be prepared to adjust your plan based on feedback and changing your circumstances. You want to be able to accept criticism. You want to be able to accept the no's, you know, when people say no, or if they tell you, hey, look, if you tweak this and tweak that, we'll talk. So be prepared to be flexible. Okay. Number three, secure funding, budgeting, determining how much capital you need to explore funding options, such as personal saving, loan, or investors. Grants competitions. Look for grants or small business competitions that can provide funding or resources. That kind of speaks for itself. you always want to reach out and see who's out there that's willing to give money, all right? And you want to make sure that you're budgeting the smartest way possible. Number four, register your business. And that is pertinent, okay? Legal structure, I swear to God. Choose a legal structure, sole proprietorship, LLC, corporation, something that fits your business needs. Make sure you get your license and your permits. Obtain any licenses, permits required for your industry and location. That is huge, especially for us. It's always been told to us, you want to make sure you cross your T's and dot your I's. That's exactly what that means. Make sure you're doing everything legal. Make sure you have all your paper trail. Make sure everything is done ace due tray. 1, 2, 3. That way, they can't come take it from you. Okay, because like I said, we have trauma from things being taken from us. Number five, you want to build your brand. Brand identity. Develop a strong brand identity with a memorable name, logo, and tagline. Something that's going to catch the attention of the people, you know, CLVD, you know, courage, loyalty, validation, and dedication. That's something that I push to everything. I push it everywhere, and I have a logo, which is pretty dope. I have it hanging on my wall. I got it on all my social media, you know. Consistent messaging. Ensure your branding is consistent across all platforms, including your website, social media, marketing materials, and such. Now, I will say I have to get better with that, and I think I am. My wife, she pushes me, so you have to be vigilant with it, okay? Make sure you are always putting your stuff out there. Number six, create an online presence, websites, social media, things like that. Build a professional website that showcases your product or services and provides essential information. ChicoCigarLounge.com. Social media. You want to utilize social media platforms to connect with your audience, promote your business, and drive traffic to your website. And I've gotten a lot better with that. And this is why I push this to you guys, you know, because it's something that helps me. Anything that helps me, I want it to help someone else. You know, even the oldest ones in the book, they can always take refresher courses as well, you know. Number seven is develop a marketing strategy, you know, target audience. Identify your target market and tailor your marketing efforts to reach them effectively. Advertising and promotions, use a mix of online and offline marketing tactics such as social media ads, email campaigns, and local events. And those are very, very key. Those are very key things to do. And they make it so easy now to put all your stuff on social media. They have all these like Canva and CapCut and everything. It's all driven to now make your business pop. You know, so use it. And that's what me and Brown Sugar do. We take advantage of everything that is laid before us. You know, number eight, you want to understand your finances, accounting system. You want to set up an accounting system to track your income, expenses, and profits. Consider using accounting software or hiring a professional. You know, me and Brown Sugar, we're not gonna dive into how we handle our finances because we are smarter than that. But just know we have a system in place. Budget management. You want to create and stick to a budget to manage your cash flow and avoid overspending. And I will right now, I got to give Brown Sugar some flowers because she really knows and she has really come to the understanding of budgeting, and she is amazing. Okay, we were just talking about this the other day, about how we budget our money, and we've gotten to the point that we have a surplus every month, and it's good to have money in the bank when you look up at the you know, at the end of that 2 weeks, or you know, the end of that that month or whatever, you're like, oh bro, we got money in the bank, we do whatever we want. But now me, I'm the one who always says, babe, sit your ass down, we're not spending that right now, we're keeping that in the bank. Okay, so give me my flowers for being frugal, okay? the next one, number 9, you want to focus on customer service. Exceptional service, you know, that thing, it's a... Okay, I come from a background of customer service. All right, so I love this one. You want to provide excellent customer service to build trust and loyalty. Respond to inquiries, messing that word up, inquiries promptly, and address any issues effectively. I'm very, very keen on that. Anybody who ever has any problems or if they have anything to say as far as deliveries or anything like that, if they have anything, you know, any issues with the website, I am hands-on and I respond like that. And I tell anybody, you hit me, you can hit my DMs. It doesn't matter. I'm always available. All right. Especially when it comes to my customers. Feedback is another one. Collect and act on customer feedback to improve your products and services. Basically, you want to listen to your audience. Listen to your customers. Listen to the people that you are effectively pandering to buy into whatever that thing is that you have. You know, you have to listen to them. You have to listen to what their needs are. If they're saying, hey, we would like this, we think this is good, or we want to see some of this, or we would love to see this, take that into consideration. You know, you don't have to take everything, but you have to at least listen and filter out what you would determine to be good. You know what I'm saying? And the last thing on the list is stay compliant with regulations, okay? Legal compliance. Stay up to date with industry regulations, tax laws, employment laws to ensure your business operates legally, all right? Ongoing education. You know, I just said about having a refresher course just earlier. Continuously educate yourself on changes in laws and best practices related to your industry. Knowledge is power. You know, we I don't know if we still preach that to our kids, but I will scream that to the mountaintop. Knowledge is power. You want power, you have to be knowledgeable. You have to gain the knowledge of your practice. So no one can come and tell you about yo business, okay? There you go. Those are your 10 tips and tricks for starting a business. I really hope this reached somebody, and I hope that whatever that thing that you were thinking of, and it was sitting on, and it was right there in your rib, and you was like, I don't know if I want to jump off that porch, okay? Jump off the porch. Please do it. Jump off the porch. I don't care what you do. If that thing, if that fire is in you, go get it, man. All right? Go. That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ.
Are you done?
Your DJ has only just begun.